Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Federica Scarpa, and today I'm in company of Wang Bing, director of Youth Spring, in competition at the 76th Festival de Cannes. Speaking of the condition of labor, which constantly reappears in your films, do you feel how you portrayed the work over the years has changed? Is it labor and your relationship with it changed?
我没有什么变化，只是因为拍这些人对我来说呢。
Well, I lived before I was 14. I lived in a part of the world and a society and a community of working people. But after 14, no longer. It's been a long time since I lived with those people, so I don't have the same.
我觉得我从开始拍到最后，我自己个人觉得没什么变化。
I don't really think I've seen any changes I could notice since I started shooting.
因为他们在社会的这个角色。
Because those people are still in the same class, the same relationship to the society as they always were from the beginning, and that hasn't changed.
那么劳动本身的这种
Probably the intensity and the exhaustion of work, the intensity of work has probably increased since I started filming. The rhythm, wear and tear. Yeah.
但是区别就是
I would say that it's the role of the work has become more passive, and they're more the tools of money and sort of large-scale decisions, not so close to their managers.
如果你待在农村，你不出来打工，当然也可以，但是你挣不到钱。Of
course, you can stay in the small rural village you're in, you can still do so, still work if you want, but you won't earn any money.
You shot the film over several years, so you'll have had a vast amount of material to edit. Do you prefer the shooting process to the editing process, or vice versa?
一般来说，在拍摄的时候，你注意力需要很集中。
During the shooting period, you have to have some idea of what your intentions are at the end. Not in detail, but you have to have some notion of where you're going. It's to do with technology to some extent. The process is quite different. When it was celluloid, there was pressure to keep the quantity small. Whereas with digital, you can accumulate no end of film of rushes. So what you get is that you get to post-production, you find yourself with, well, in this case, 2,600 hours of rushes, and if you've postponed the decision until then about what to do with them, you're going to have trouble. So that means that there's more pressure on you. You know that when you're shooting, you've got to pay more attention to what you're going to do with what you're shooting and think about it and remember it.
In your film, you show both the working moments of these young people and the more private ones. How did you get access to the workers, but also to the bosses and the companies? How did you earn their trust? Did you have any limitation on what you could film or not? I'm thinking, for example, of the scene on the discussion of the abortion of one of the workers, which is a very tough scene.
在电影里面这一段落只有十分钟。
Well, the example you give there, that sensitive exchange is actually, and in fact the exchanges between the couple and about the abortion add up to about 10 minutes total in the film. But they were the results of 6 months of their relationship and our relationship with them, getting to know them, and where we were able to build up trust and be allowed to, you know, observe the relationship. There's no particular intention to capture one or another event in their lives, work or personal, but really to get enough material on the life in the workshop and on the side in their lives, and then construct an overall picture.
There were limitations.
现, 这个限制倒不倒没有什么，就是
没有人拒绝。
就是
there are no objections, really, or limitations in that sense. But there's people who were being filmed sometimes felt there's some pressure, but otherwise, no, nobody, not so much refusal to be shot.
And that's why he keep the distance with the camera and the characters.
So while making Youth, you also released other films too. How did you manage all these projects, very different one from the other, at the same time?
Fang Jingying 实际上就是在这个地方的
Well, they're connected actually because Mrs. Fang herself was from a village very near the Jili, and in fact I heard about her through her daughter who I met in Jili and got to know them, and she agreed to film her and her illness and everything. So there was a connection.
Considering the duration of your films and the long periods of production, I was wondering, what is your relationship with time?
其实我们也是根据我们拍的这些人来安排，比如早晨呢，
晚上十一点去办工作，或者一直在晚上十一点。
对。
Well, it really depends on the characters. We have to adjust our time to the characters' lives. And their timetable. Sometimes it means getting up at 4 a.m. sometimes, but most of the time you have to go on, it goes on until 11 p.m. For this kind of film, you really can't rush it. I felt from the beginning I shouldn't be rushed, and I did my best to avoid being rushed at all times. You need a lot of time, preparation, and everything that takes the time it takes. In a documentary, it's often difficult to follow the rhythm, which can be very variable, because you don't decide. It's the characters who decide, but you have to follow all the work process. So on the one hand, you have to be very flexible and give it a lot of latitude and flexibility, which means that sometimes you have to be ready to prepare to wait and hang around, and other times you've got to jump to it immediately and catch up.
What reception have your films had in China, and what do you expect for Youth?
没有什么期待。
No expectations.
我就是人们就看他们通过什么方式能看到这个片子。
Well, it also depends on the channel, through what channel and in what form you can imagine people seeing this film in China. In terms of the official channels you see today, I have no hope. But you don't know what the future holds. There may be some parallel channels that may develop.
However, do you have the hope that this film will spark a debate on issues such as capitalism and labor exploitation?
我不知道，但是我觉得，首先这个电影在中国可能
Well, since there's no chance of any legal screening because there's no permission, it's unlikely that there'll be a space for it to spark a discussion in China at least. But I don't. Lose all hope. I hope that one day, it's a question of if I wait, you know, one day some opportunity will arise, or some new channel or way of showing it will arise.
And I thank you, Wang Bing, director of Youth Spring, in competition at the 76th Festival di Cannes. I am Federica Scarpa, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.